Welcome to the September 13th, 2017 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, or streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Today we're welcoming Highland Fisher and Travis T., the long-lost cousin of Mr. T., who represent the Chico contingent of Vegan Athlete Racing, a global team of competitive vegan athletes. We're going to learn where they get their protein from and how a vegan diet helps them compete and win.
Thanks, Danny. So Vegan Athlete Racing was formed in 2014 to prove that athletes don't just survive but excel on a completely plant-based diet. They share stories about their racing, training, equipment, and of course, their food on their social media pages, mostly on Facebook and Instagram. By doing so, they also provide support to other racers and their families to answer questions, disprove assumptions, and tout the equipment and sponsors that they, to quote their website, use, abuse, and love. Welcome to Highland and Travis.
Ooh.
So.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you here. What's your background? Let's start with Highland Fisher. What sport do you compete in? How'd you get started?
Well, I race mostly mountain bikes. My best discipline is ultra endurance, so 8-hour or 100-mile mountain bike races. I also do shorter 2-3-hour races, and I do a little bit of running races as well.
Endurance athletes always are like, oh yeah, 2 hours is just short.
Those numbers were big. What were those numbers again?
8-hour, 100-mile. Sometimes 6-hour mountain bike races.
I sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, really?
I wish I did.
How'd you get started in this sport?
I had an uncle or a stepdad. I had an uncle and a stepdad that mountain biked back in North Carolina, and they started taking me out mountain biking after my first year in college, and I really enjoyed it. And then I moved to New Mexico and did a lot there, and so I just really fell in love with it. And I rode for probably about 10 years before I started racing.
I see. Highland Fisher, how did you also then make the transition to go vegan? Or were you vegan before you were an athlete?
I was not vegan before I was an athlete, and I certainly was not an athlete before I was mountain biking. When I first started mountain biking, I started listening to my body, responding to it a little bit, and as a result of that, basically, my body was kind of informing me that it didn't really want any dairy and didn't want any meat, so as a result of that, I started excluding that from my diet, and I mean, that was a long time ago, so I wish I could say I felt great back when I did that, but it's been so long, I don't remember, but I'm sure I did.
So it's not surprising to hear that a comment about dairy, because most people in the human population are lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised to hear that you felt, a little better. So it sounds like it was performance issues that kind of led you to go vegan.
Well, yeah, it was primarily performance. I had friends that were vegan, and so I was aware of animal rights issues and environmental concerns and stuff like that. But really it was just listening to my own body and my own body responding to finally doing being active and doing something healthy, and my body's like, okay, let's take this a little further. I think we can get a little healthier if you.
Okay, and certainly no downsides to it.
There's convenience downsides to being vegan, but that's it.
Oh, but, I mean, but you didn't experience excessive fatigue or
no. No, when I moved to Oregon, I started doing longer mountain bike rides. At the end of the ride, I would crave like a steak and potatoes. Like, be out for like 3 or 4 hours, first time ever. My body's like, okay, you want some protein, you want some carbs. We come off the mountain, we'd stop in Hood River, and there's a health food store there, and I'd grab a vegan ice cream and have that, and I was totally fine. So my body was just craving the nutrients from the source that it had previously known, but once I gave my body the nutrients it needed, it was completely happy.
So your brain was kind of programmed to expect that kind of nutrient or satisfaction from X or Y product, but it's just a matter of sticking with it.
Yeah, cool.
Salty.
Yeah, salty and sweet.
Salt is good. Travis T., what's your background? What sport do you compete in, and how'd you get into it?
I've been a bike nerd for my whole life, and it started out as a BMX kid, cruising around in the dirt. And then as soon as I turned 18 and bicycle messenger companies would hire me, I got a job as a bike messenger.
Really? Where?
And this was in Portland. So
Sweet.
Started at 18 being a professional cyclist.
Nice.
And loving it, I would get.
Oh, yeah. Loved it outdoors all day, riding my bike. You could have green dreadlocks and nobody cared because they expected you to be a weirdo.
So did you terrify your high school guidance counselors with, I want to ride my bike?
Yeah. I mean, I've admitted a long time ago that I'm just a total bike nerd and I'm dedicated to it. And I was actually inspired to start trying to race by a friend of mine who was vegan. Coincidentally, he started racing and I thought, I'm going to jump in and do some of that too. So I started out actually road racing. These days I'm only doing mountain bike and cyclocross racing because I like to get out in the dirt a little more than spending time on roads with traffic.
And what's the difference between mountain biking and cyclocross?
Cyclocross is like a road bike with knobby tires, so it's a little faster, and you might do a little road and a little dirt, and you jump over some barriers, whereas mountain biking is a little more just riding down hairy trails, boulders, rocks, climbing, long climbs, longer races.
I see.
Cool.
Yeah, distance based.
So I'm not the athlete in the room, so I almost have to ask, what is a bicycle? It's three wheels, right?
Yeah. So, and both of you ride in, I would assume, Upper Bidwell Park and
all the time.
The trails around here.
Yeah, I was there this morning.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Above the smoke.
Yeah. So you had to climb up to get there.
Yep.
You earned it.
I did, yes. It was nice. It's nice being out in the morning, out in the trails at like 7:30 in the morning. It's very nice. It's very different than being at the office and having to worry about work.
So Travis T of Vegan Athlete Racing, how did you come to veganism?
I tried it actually when I was younger as a punk rock kid. I knew about the issues with animal ethics and the environment, and I tried it when I was young, but this was before the internet. And we were just talking about this. If you wanted to try being vegan, you would go to this weird health food store that was on the outskirts of town that smelled like rotten apricots. And and if you wanted to learn about vegan nutrition, you had to scour the bookstores, and there really wasn't as much information out there. It was harder. It was a little harder, whereas now it's super easy. Like, you can't really use it as an excuse anymore. Mm-hmm. And so my second time around trying it, it was just so easy that, you can just jump right in.
That's
Everything's
great.
Available to you on your phone. You know, you can look up information there.
Yeah, and the quality of vegan food that you can buy at the store or go out and eat, and the variety is so much better than it was, say, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's incredible how much.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Many times it comes up. Both, I mean, I think nutritionally, you got a lot more variety and quality, mm-hmm. and certainly in terms of taste and texture and all those other satisfying mm-hmm. parts about eating. It's all good. And I think, Travis, to your point that, you know, it took you a couple tries mm-hmm. to make it stick, because there's a lot of friction points to becoming a full-on vegan, mm-hmm. especially if you're younger and you're in a family situation where, you know, maybe your family isn't prepared to cook you your vegan meals and you don't have the resources to learn how and where to get, solid nutrition. Yeah?
Yeah, but now it's so easy. You really can't use that as an excuse anymore.
No, even in a small town like Chico, it's relatively easy to get out and get some decent food. And we, mm-hmm. you know, Farmstar is one of our supporters, and they have an awesome vegan pizza. And, you know, we have the foodie tip of the week, and the Winchester Goose is always having a weekly vegan special. And then we have, so, like, where do you guys like to go out and eat?
All over. Last night I went to Aonami Sushi. They have Tofu Tuesday. And it was $12, and it was almost more sushi than I could eat.
No, that's not possible.
One thing, I've eaten with these guys, and as athletes, they actually need to eat. Like, Travis needs that Tofu Tuesday, because otherwise he's going to have a $30 dinner, you know? Same with Highland.
Little sidebar. So a couple years ago, 8-10 years ago, I was tracking my nutritional intake for a day. My wife was like, okay, you're racing, you're doing a lot of exercising, let's make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need. So I tracked it just for a normal, regular midday week while I was just doing a regular training ride, and I ate over 8,000 calories that day.
Ooh.
Throughout the day. That was good. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. And obviously, you know, I got all the nutrients I needed that day.
So we have you both on. We have Hyland Fisher and Travis T as representatives from the group or Vegan Athlete Racing. So let's talk about that. What is it? How did it come to be? Either one of you.
So this is Hyland. So I started this in 2014. I had just left another town where I was managing a team, and I started racing on my own because I wanted to promote, and I was doing pretty well. I was having some good results, and I wanted to promote, hey, I'm out here doing well, I'm excelling. This is, you know, all plant-based diet. So, you know, you're getting passed. You're by someone that's eating completely plant-based. And so, you know, I want you to know that. So I did that for a couple of years just on my own and had some pretty good results. I picked up some sponsors, which was good. But I knew that I was going to be racing a little bit less as my life was changing. So I decided to pick up a couple racers. And by the wonders of the internet, I was able to find some throughout the country. So I think there's 12 or 13 of there's 13 of us on the team, 12 of us on the team right now, four of us in California, some in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia. We have a racer in Belgium. So basically...
The global part.
Yes.
Okay, I knew there was somebody who was not North American based. Okay.
Yeah, so, and he does crazy long, multiple discipline events. He's ridiculous. He's great. But so the idea was that, all right, so there's like-minded people, and we have this ethic or this value that we all share, and we want to promote this and share this so that we can kind of enroll people into what we're doing. So this is effectively, I was considering this as my activism. You know, I'm trying to lead by example and show people that you can excel, that you can thrive on a whole food or on a plant-based diet.
Yeah, show them as you're passing them, right?
That's right, yeah.
Look at my logo.
That's right, so, and yeah. That happens.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So what happens at a race?
Well, yeah, I was going to mention what a positive experience it is to race in this kit. You know, mm-hmm. It says vegan athlete on it. Really?
Wait,
big.
What's a kit?
A kit is your jersey and your shorts, your spandex, as it would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tight stuff. Okay.
Yeah, tight stuff. And it has your logos all over it, like NASCAR.
Like NASCAR.
And it says vegan athlete really big. And so people are looking at you at the starting line. And I get a lot of positive comments, mm-hmm. which I hadn't really expected this would happen. But... people I would have never guessed who are lined up next to me say, oh, yeah, vegan, right on. Like,
I'm
trying to be vegan. I'm like, oh, great. How long have you been doing it for? Oh, I'm at 4 months about now. And, oh, cool. What inspired you? Oh, well, my daughter just went vegan and I cook for her a lot. So I'm trying to cook vegan for myself. Or most often it's I just saw Cowspiracy. Or these days I just saw What the Health. Which is another movie that just came out. It seems like I'm hearing so much about these movies everywhere I go. So they're having a huge impact. And so at the start line, people are saying right on. And even during racing, someone on the side of the race or someone else who's out there racing with me will be, yeah, vegan power, you know, as a way mm-hmm. to identify like, hey, I'm vegan too.
So mostly positive experiences.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I've been racing in this kit for maybe 5 years and yeah, it's all been positive and I've had conversations with people while racing, you know, about it. So it's been good. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So, like, what's the most common questions do you get? Hyland Fisher of Vegan Athlete Racing and Travis T, either one of you?
Well, mostly people ask me how long I've been vegan. So it seems like, I know, like, the common question for the vegan is, like, where do you get your protein? But in the, at least it seems in the endurance community, that doesn't really come up as much, and it hasn't come up to me during racing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And so what is the answer? How long have you been vegan?
Oh, 21 years.
That's great.
It's a long time.
That's great.
Yeah.
How about you, Travis T?
Only about 2 years. I've toyed with it on and off, but right now probably 2 years or so.
Okay.
So, and I'm a newbie.
And what kind of questions do you get?
Same. How long have you been vegan? Or, I don't really get that many questions. Mm-hmm. I just get people saying right on or, I'm trying to do it too. There's so many resources out there now that they don't have to ask me. They can just Google it.
I wish the general public was like endurance racers, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like a special group of nice people.
So do you have any general guidelines, though? Say we have a non-vegan athlete or amateur runner or athlete in the audience. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm interested, but I'm a little concerned. What do I need to watch out for? Do you have any guidance on that?
Yeah, and let me jump in, too, because earlier when you were talking about going vegan and when I went, like, vegetarian or whatever 20 or something odd years ago without any resources and kind of I did it and I had to, like, monitor myself. I'm like, okay, like, I don't know much about this. I just don't want to eat things that are bleeding. I'm like, okay, I'm doing this. You know, is my hair falling out? Or is my teeth falling out? I don't know. I'm just trying to, in that sense, pay attention to my body. And I can imagine as athletes, or at least, you're both athletes, but in Travis's case of going later, where you've got a baseline, and you're worrying about, am I going to still hit my numbers hard? And so that's kind of the same leading into that kind of nutritional concerns and explaining those concerns.
Well, you both look like you have all your hair, so you're doing okay on that.
Yes, because it's good, especially for our age. Yeah.
is protein a main concern, or... is it just keeping everything balanced? Is whole foods really important, or low fat, or no salt, or any of those things?
I don't pay attention to fat, sugar. I don't read the labels that much. I mean, because if you're exercising regularly, my wife and I just had a kid about a year and a half ago, so my training is way lower than it used to be. I'm starting to get back into it. So as I'm coming back into it, I'm finding that I can eat like I was 2 years ago and maintain my weight and lose a little bit of weight and kind of get in race conditioning, which is good. So if you're exercising regularly, you should be able to maintain your weight, or get to your goal without really having to look at nutritional value that much. So my thought about training is, when you have to think about training, not necessarily from a vegan, but just from how do you approach training and nutrition, and then you just skew it a little bit for being vegan. It's really not that different or complicated.
So what you're saying is the same principles apply.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
You need X grams of protein.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, or is it just you need to? I mean, do you get into the metrics of like number of grams of protein, or is it just you can
if you really want to nerd out on it, you can look up your weight and see how many grams of protein should I be getting in today, and it's really easy to look at something like, go to the health food store, grab something like, we're talking about field roast, look at the back of the package, how many grams of protein are in one of these sausages? Okay, so I need to eat one of these at dinner, and you can get protein from whole foods as well. Rice and beans together give you the 9 complete amino acids that you need as a protein. Mm-hmm. So protein isn't as big of a concern. People worry about vegans. Are you going to be healthy enough eating vegan? When really we were talking about this earlier, the question should be, are you going to be healthy enough not being vegan? The World Health Organization saying things like these types of meats are carcinogenic and at the same level as cigarettes asbestos, So we don't have to worry about that so much.
Let me back up just a little bit. So when we look at training as an athlete, so based on just food consumption, it's easier to digest plant-based foods than meat-based foods. So you get an easier, quicker recovery. So the main objective when eating for athletes is to think about how the food you're going to eat is going to encourage and help your recovery. And so protein is good when you're doing strength training. So like in the off season, if you're doing strength training, trying to build some muscle mass, that's really good. But during the race season, I don't focus on that at all. I mean, all the protein comes in. But after a ride, you need to get the carbohydrates back in your body. So I just focus on the carbohydrates after either a race or a training ride.
I have heard that. I've listened to an interview with Scott Jurek, who is a multiple time winner of the Western Endurance
Western States
run, for lack of a better word. It's more like multiple marathon type distance. And he said, the vegan diet for him enabled faster recovery from hard workouts.
Yep.
And that was like the thing that surprised him the most and made him stick with it more than the ethical reasons or other dimensions of health. It was like this quick recovery. I can get back on and do my next workout at the level that I want to be able to do it.
And even for me as the resident armchair athlete, you know, my nap after lunch used to be 2 hours with a meaty, cheesy burrito. And now it's only half an hour. I mean, it was a noticeable difference. It really was, you know, that compelling, I got to go to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
Like you don't have that on the vegan diet.
No.
So let's talk a little bit more. We have Hyland Fisher and Travis T, who are representatives of Vegan Athlete Racing. So, like, let's talk about, do you have sponsors? Do you have, how do people learn about you? Can people buy t-shirts or shirts or anything from y'all?
Yes. Great question, Jeannie. So we have the team, there's 12 of us in the U.S. Basically, my goal has been to get sponsors on board to help us pay for our training and also to get all the teammates in our racing kits. So, and the racing kits aren't free, so, you know, we've gotten some cash sponsorship to help pay for that, which is great because we get out there at the races and training, wearing and advertising our team and also our sponsors. So, yeah, so our title sponsor this year is Health IQ.
What's that?
So, okay. So they,
I've never heard of them.
They are a company based in the Bay Area that targets athletes and vegans and offers them life insurance based on, you know, a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
okay.
they're able to offer discounted rates to the people with a healthy lifestyle, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's great because they're not in the, like, cycling community, but their values and market is aligned with us, which is pretty nice. Yeah,
that is cool.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what?
Oh, and we have cycling kits available for purchase through vole.com, which is spelled V-O-L-E-R.
Is there a link from veganathleteracing.com?
On our Instagram page, there's a link to
Instagram.
It.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's Vegan Athlete Racing on Instagram?
Yes.
Awesome.
And then on our Facebook page. And then the kits are actually made in Roy Grande?
Southern California.
Grover Beach, yeah, down near San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay.
And then we have t-shirts available, and then we have stickers as well. So, yeah, so, and all of this basically, all this goes to help pay for getting the team in kits, and then half the proceeds that we do get go to organizations that support animal rights.
Awesome. So, do you have any other 2 cents to put in? Travis T., any words of wisdom or... So what races do you guys have coming up? Anything local or extraordinary?
Locally, the Bidwell Bump is coming up, which has been said that it's the oldest mountain bike race in the United States. Oh, so that's a pretty
cool.
Big deal.
Here in Chico. It says here, the Bidwell Bump was first held in August 1976, started by Chuck Bodfish Elliott in Chico. Yeah. Clunker Craziness of what it was subtitled. So that's on September 30th.
Yes.
And can folks still register for that?
Yes, I hope so, because I haven't registered yet.
Okay, very good.
We're both very busy men, so we'll get around to it.
I'm excited for it, though. I can't wait.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's a tough one. And then the following weekend, Travis is doing the Grinduro up in Quincy.
Yeah, and I haven't even looked at how many miles it is. 60 miles, so... it's beautiful up there. I'm really looking forward to that, too.
I read the write-up on Grinduro, and it sounds just fascinating because they try to combine, like, rigorous competition, but also the way they've arranged it, it also invites, like, just fun.
Yes.
Too,
yeah.
Right? Because, like, what did they say? It said that the winners are based on how well you do on just segments of the whole race, right?
That's right.
4 segments. So you're not racing... The whole loop, you're just racing and competing in like these little like 10-minute segments or so. So
yeah, it's 4 time sections, yeah. So it's fun. So you can ride with your friends to each section, and then you just go as hard as you can for that one section.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're spent, but you know, you're not completely thrashed. So
I like that because I think cycling, especially it seems like in the mountain biking community, it's like a lot of camaraderie and
you don't
hear so much about like drug doping and stuff like that.
Not at our level.
Oh, okay.
and then after that, we actually have a race, the TBF 50 miler in Granite Bay. So it's a 50 mile mountain bike race.
Yeah, we do.
50 miles.
Yeah, we have a teammate, Julie, who's coming up from Santa Cruz to join us for that race.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's great.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and then I might do the hot half marathon the day after the bump.
So you're a dual sport.
I have problems.
Yeah. Sweet. You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms. Thank you to our guests, Travis T. and Hyland Fisher from Vegan Athlete Racing, for taking the time to come down to the KZFR studio here in Chico and sharing their athletic accomplishments and philosophy with us. And
now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. Get ready to mark your calendars.
Thanks, Danny. We have a couple of great events to put on your to-do list. On Saturday, September 23rd, from 6 to 8 p.m., we have the Chico Vegan Potluck, and the theme this month is the Tapas Crawl. That'll be at the Chico Library Community Room at 1108 Sherman Avenue. And everyone is welcome. You don't have to be vegan to attend. You just have to be vegan for about 2 hours. And we'll have Nancy Norby Matthews, who'll be there coordinating a table full of plant-based Chico subgroup, whole food, no salt, no oil, no sugar, good eats. Also on Saturday, September 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., sign up and get tickets to go see the Tour Animal Place, which is a farmed animal sanctuary in Grass Valley, California. That you can go to animalplace.org to register for the special tour. Also on Sunday, September 24th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., is the Blackberry Creek Farm Animal Sanctuary Volunteer Day. They're located at 1170 Pinecroft Road in Colfax, California. Join Blackberry Creek Farm Animal Sanctuary on the 24th for Family Volunteer Day. Projects will be available suiting the ability levels of everyone 5 years and older. There'll be, you can clean barns, build coops, and they have some building projects. And finally, Thursday, September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m., Plant-Based Chico will be having their meeting at the Chico Community Guild Hall at 2775 Nord Avenue. Local author Lonnie Muehlrath will be the guest speaker at the September 28th Plant-Based Chico meeting. She'll be talking about her two recent books, The Mindful Vegan, A 30-Day Plan, and The Plant-Based Journey, and talk about how to transition to a plant-based diet. And we have one last piece of business to take care of, and that's the Animal Rights Quote of the Week. Take it away, Danny.
Today's Animal Rights Quote of the Week is the motto of Vegan Athlete Racing. It's simple, it's accurate, and it conveniently fits on the collar of their cycling kit. Quote, empathy, compassion, liberation for all.
That is great. Hyland Fisher and Travis T., thank you so much for being our guests. It's just been a pleasure. Any last words for our listeners?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay. It's been an honor.
We'll take it.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Many thanks to Sue Hildebrand for her engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, coming up next.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff. Though we do reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow travelers who would rather not be killed and eaten, hunted, raced, experimented upon, and otherwise abused.
Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist Rockers Rise Against. If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen repeatedly, go to the archives at kzfr.org. This is Danny Toms and Jeannie Trezino and Hyland Fisher and Travis T. from Vegan Athlete Racing signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind.
And go vegan.